Season ticket with the flexibility that fits your schedule. Purchase your mini FlexPass today at esuhornets.com/tickets. Don't miss the excitement of Emporia State Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball.
The Emporia Recreation Center has a new cooking class this season called Bread Camp. No open fires here, though. This class will be a fun way for newbies and pros to enjoy baking bread together. They'll have four classes for you to attend, starting with the first class on January 26th. You'll make a different bread in each class, so come to them all. Visit EmporiaRec.org for all of the Bread Camp dates and register online by January 23rd for the first class or call 620-340-6300.
KVOE 826, good morning.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 program this morning by Brody Peek, Emporia Livestock Sales. Brody, good morning. How are you?
Good, Ron. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. I'll tell you what, the fairgrounds is going to be a flurry of activities, it sounds like, this weekend. Let's start with the Boyer Building and NFR party. You're going to be welcoming in a world champ, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, Jess Pope, young man from Waverly, Kansas, been riding bareback horses in the PRCA for the last 3 years. He's won the average all 3 years, and this year he was lucky enough in December to be crowned world champion. It was his first world title, and kid's been working for me since he was old enough to drive, and we sponsor him. We're very fortunate to sponsor him. Great young man.
No kidding. Obviously a very talented bareback rider, so he claimed the gold buckle this year, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, he did. I flew out Friday night. He ended up winning it Saturday night, and so it was pretty interesting out there in Las Vegas, I can say that.
You mentioned here that, you know, you've got a long, really, you know, not only work connection, but a family connection. How proud are you of Jess and not only what he's been able to do in the rodeo ring, but I guess maybe, you know, just looking at him and how he's grown and developed?
Oh, he just, yeah, like I said, I mean, he's like family to us. And he's got two little brothers that are following in his footsteps. They both come over and help a lot of guys around our country day working and stuff. Works real hard. You know, they're just really, really good kids, and they make everybody proud for sure.
Well, it doesn't get any bigger than that. That NFR is that's a grand week of activities out at Las Vegas. That's a big time event out there, no doubt about it. And you said there, Brody, he's won the average 3 years, so this wasn't nothing new to him. But you know, to claim the top spot world champion, that is big doings right there. So it'll be a good opportunity for people to stop by and congratulate Jess. So exactly when do things get started Saturday?
5:30, the Boyer Building will be opened up. We will have Karen Baker from Cowboy Cafe there at the sale barn is going to cater a bunch of snacks, make all kinds of fun stuff, and we'll have some beer and pop and everything else. People come by from 5:30 to 10:30 and stop in and you know, say hi, congratulations, get a picture, maybe whatever they want to do. And last year we kind of did the same thing, and sure had a bunch of little kids, and it was kind of neat to see those kids interact with Jess, you know. So 5:30 to 10:30 right there at the Boyer Building.
And how important is for somebody, you know, of Jess's stature to maybe, you know, maybe trigger with some of those young kids that are going to be showing up here tomorrow, so like, hey, maybe I can do something like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like anything you do, you know, people get role models and you know, they get excited about it and it makes them interested in something. That's what role models are for, whether it's basketball, rodeo, wrestling, or whatever. You know, you got to have role models as kids.
So, Brody, how did Jess get started on bareback? How'd that all start out in Waverly?
Well, I don't, you know, from what I've been told, he has not. You know, his family didn't do it. His dad didn't do it. And he kind of just grew up and he wanted to rodeo. And they started taking him to different places and had some neighbors help out. And he just always loved it. And his mom will tell some really good stories and his dad both. And he loved it and he always wanted to do it. And so he did it. And the little brothers fell in line with him. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no kidding. And to reach the pinnacle, you know, of the profession, that's just awesome stuff. And he's still young.
He's still a young boy, and his little brother Ty's getting ready to pro rodeo with him this next coming year, and it'll be pretty special for them two to go up and down the road together.
Yeah, you're all invited to stop by and say congratulations to Jess Boyer Building, 5:30 until 10. Also, I think there's activity at the Anderson Building on there Saturday night too, right?
Yep.
Yep, Jessica Klumpy from Olpe, Kansas, won the title of the 2023 Miss Rodeo Kansas, and she is having her coronation up there at the Anderson Building. I think it's about the same time, 5:30 to 10, and they're doing silent auctions and auctions, and the McDonald girls singing for a couple hours. They're selling dinners. She has to raise a bunch of money to be Miss Rodeo Kansas. It's a great feat. I learned a lot about it. I didn't know much about it, but her mom, Cindy, was telling me about it, and it's quite the process. It's a big deal, and she gets her handmade chaps that they make for her and all of her stuff there Saturday night as well. So it's kind of going to work nice. We're going to have a bunch of rodeo fans in there this weekend, and they kind of bounce back and forth and go try and get on some silent auction and auction items at her deal, and then come back up and see Jess, and they can kind of knock out two birds with one stone.
Boy, that sounds like a really wonderful weekend, and wonderful way really to highlight rodeo, because I mean a lot of people here are involved in rodeo, but to see local kids do so well, I think that says an awful lot about, you know, the quality of kids that we have in rodeo, and I use that term because, well, I'm old, but you know, it also says a lot about their parents and really the support that they have from the communities.
Right. Well, and anybody who knows anything about the rodeo community, it's one big family, and they all help each other and take care of each other. And we have a nice following of rodeo families around the Emporia area and Olpe and, you know, Madison and up north. So it's really fun to watch. And all those people know Jess, and he's a big part of a lot of those little kids, you know, success and what they want to be when they grow up. And it's just a good way to celebrate all these people at once.
Yeah, Brody Peak, Emporia Livestock Sales. Now, Brody, do you have your hand in, like, selling some ribs, too, for a fundraiser? I mean,
I heard something about that, too. There's not much I don't have my hand in right now. I'm actually trying to load yearling cattle right now up here in the hills. For Super Bowl Sunday, the parents for the junior senior classes out here at Emporia High School have got together, and we were trying to think of some different ways to raise some money, for their class for prom and stuff. So we've got a bunch of ribs spoken for, racks of ribs, and for $25, a bunch of us dads and the kids are going to set up some big smokers and smoke a bunch of ribs for Super Bowl Sunday, and they can go click on the Facebook link and click right on there and fill out the form, and Leslie Seeley and Amanda Gutierrez and my wife, some of them, all get all that rounded up and tell us how many racks of ribs to make, and we're going to get them smoked and ready to go, and then I think for $5 extra, the kids will deliver them to you if you live there in town, and if not, I think, you know, just come pick them up, and we'll have them ready to roll.
Boy, that sounds good to me.
Well, Brody, great job, man. Way to multitask out there with us.
I'm trying. All right, guys. Hey. Well, I appreciate the call, and come if you're in town, come see us on Saturday.
All right, Brody, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Brody.
Thanks, sir.
All right, Brody Peak, Emporia Livestock Sales. Yeah, big events, I should say. Out at the Emporia Lyon County Fairgrounds, Jess Pope will be at the Boyer Building from 5:30 until 10, and you're invited too to the Miss Rodeo Kansas coronation and fundraiser for Jessica Klumpy, as they're raising funds for the Miss Rodeo Kansas competition 2023. That will be at the Anderson Building, 5:30 until 10:30. They have all kinds of silent and live auctions, dinner and dancing.
Boy, you name it,
celebrating. So all going on. So. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Out at the fairgrounds here Saturday night.
Can't wait to cover that. I'm on tomorrow, so I'll be looking forward to covering that tomorrow evening. So want to let you know that we do have Monday's schedule now full when it comes to the live and local calendar. We were doing some rearranging here for Monday, so Monday's newsmaker guest at 7:20 will be Red Cross spokesperson Susan Fahler. Upcoming blood drives, need for blood there. The Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20 has Tanner Smith joining us. We'll talk about the Flint Hills League basketball tournament at White Auditorium.
Good.
And we do have Talk of Emporia, and as a matter of fact, this is actually going to roll from Monday morning quarterback into Talk of Emporia. Golf course manager Marcus Urkel will be joining us. We're talking about 2022 operations. We'll look ahead to 2023 events at the golf course. And we're also working on some golf course trivia to pass along here as well. So kind of a fun program coming up for Talk of Emporia on Monday.
So it will be the Marcus Urkel morning.
It's, what do you call them, the carryover shows when you have them on TV when one goes to the next?
Yeah, well, that's good. There's, you know, Marcus is part of our Monday morning quarterback team,
mm-hmm.
but we like to get Marcus on every so often to talk about activities and the course itself, because we're fortunate,
yes,
to have a great public golf course,
mm-hmm.
the Emporia Golf Course south of town. It is a gem here in town. So Marcus is the golf course manager, and it'd be interesting to get his thoughts and comments on what is in store.
Agreed.
For 2023, and I'm sure there are some things.
Mm-hmm.
That are in store for that. KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Friday, 8:36, 22 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE is proud to bring you Feel Good Friday.
Puts me in a good mood.
Share the good news.
Gets me in a good mood.
If you're tired of all the bad stuff, let us know anything good we should all know about. Call 620-342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
It makes you feel good.
And we will feature a story every Friday.
And it powers me through my day.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live.
And it's always just something that brightens my day.
And local.
KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by...